our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Our congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 368, the stanzas 1 through 4. Arise, O Lord, our God, arise, and enter now into thy rest. O let this house be thy abode forever, with thy presence blessed. And what follows, 368, the four stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in the second book of Kings, and there of the 24th chapter, 2 Kings 24. In his days, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up, and Jehoiakim became his servant 3 years. Then he turned and rebelled against him. And the Lord sent against him bands of the Chaldeans and bands of the Syrians and bands of the Moabites and bands of the children of Ammon, and sent them against Judah to destroy it, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by his servants the prophets. Surely at the commandment of the Lord came this upon Judah, to remove them out of his sight, for the sins of Manasseh, according to all that he did, and also for the innocent blood that he shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which the Lord would not pardon. And now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Jehoiakim slept with his fathers, and Jehoiakim, his son, reigned in his stead. And the king of Egypt came not again any more out of his land, for the king of Babylon had taken from the river of Egypt unto the river Euphrates all that pertained to the king of Egypt. Jehoiakim was 18 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 3 months. And his mother's name was Nehushta, the daughter of Elnathan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father had done. At that time the servants of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up against Jerusalem, and the city was besieged. And Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came against the city, and his servants did besiege it. And Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, went out to the king of Babylon, he and his mother and his servants and his princes and his officers. And the king of Babylon took him in the 8th year of his reign. And he carried out thence all the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house, and cut in pieces all the vessels of gold which Solomon, king of Israel, had made in the temple of the Lord, as the Lord had said. And he carried away all Jerusalem and all the princes and all the mighty men of valor, even 10,000 captives, and all the craftsmen and smiths, and none remained save the poorest sort of the people of the land. And he carried away Jehoiakim to Babylon, and the king's mother, and the king's wives and his officers and the mighty of the land, those carried into captivity from Jerusalem to Babylon, and all the men of might, even 7,000, and craftsmen and smiths 1,000, all that were strong and apt for war, even them the king of Babylon brought captive to Babylon. And the king of Babylon made Mattaniah, his father's brother, king in his stead, and changed his name to Zedekiah. As Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Hamathol, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. For through the anger of the Lord, it came to pass in Jerusalem and Judah, until he had cast them out from his presence, that Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing for this year. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, may it please thee to grant a low and a humble place at thy footstool, bowing before thy majesty, thy greatness, and also thy goodness, where it has pleased thee to bring us and our children out of the old year, and we may enter the new. And, Lord, may we be found more to be a praying and a begging people. May it please thee to care, to provide, to protect, and to spare, and so far that it may please thee, teach us more and more how dependent we are upon thee for everything. And Lord, when it is thy appointed time in this year to usher us out of this life into eternity, then we may humbly ask thee, thou hast said in thy word, open thy mouth when that appointed time is this year. Then we may humbly ask thee, but may be according to thy will, not unexpected opportunity to bid our loved ones farewell, but, Lord, above all things, that it shall not be unprepared. Thou grantest this precious time of grace, that we may be given to seek and find thee, and, Lord, thou perfectly knowest, 'tis thy work from the beginning to the end. Then in the early hours of this new year, then thou wish it granted a token of thy goodness, where thou hast opened the heavens rain and snow, yet some moisture upon the thirsty earth. Ah, we humbly ask Thee, may it please Thee, when we and our dear children may gather in Thy house to humbly attempt to ask for Thy blessing, that Thou may send the showers of Thy Holy Spirit from above in the midst of us and our children. Ah, Lord, do bless Thy word in this morning hour. The prophet of old has said, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Ah, may beggars have come up that have earnestly besought Thee, oh, declaring unworthy of the least of Thy blessings, but yet blessings which they desire so earnestly and which they need, a special token of Thy favor on the first day of this new year, a smile, an embrace. We humbly ask Thee that it may please Thee in this year to grant a rich outpouring of Thy Spirit upon young and old. Ah, that it may be a year that many little boys and girls may receive a new heart from Thee. Many of our youth be given to make that good choice of a Ruth. Thy people shall be my people. Many older ones to be given to hasten for their life's sake with a profound realization that everything here below shall come to an end, that we are traveling to eternity, and that we need the robe of righteousness, Lord. May it be a good year for Thy people. May those true seekers, may they become finders, to come upon the pearl of great price, to be given to embrace by true saving faith, given to rejoice with joy unspeakable. Wilt Thou grant the further leadings? Thou hast a people upon the earth that need that wedding garment to be clothed with Thy righteousness, to receive that assurance, that acquittal, that their sins are pardoned, and that is only possible through the meritorial work of Thy dear Son. Lord, to that end, bind us together more and more in secret places at Thy throne of grace. Wilt Thou grant those exercises for the coming of Thy kingdom, O, exercised with our fellow men, that spiritual children may be born, exercised with the glory of Thy great and worthy name, O King of the Church, whose name is wonderful. Perform those wonders by Thy free and sovereign grace. To that end, wilt Thou bless the labors in the Church. Wilt Thou help the consistory to that end. Wilt thou grant strength, courage, love, prayer, truthfulness, faithfulness, and honesty, where office bearers shall also have to give an account of their office bearing, and Lord, who is sufficient unto these things? Wilt thou bless the labors, thy holy word, in the midst of the family circles? Help fathers and mothers to that end, to instruct in the aforesaid doctrine, to speak good of thee, but also truthfully, according to thy holy word, accompanied by a simple godly life, together with prayer at thy throne of grace. We commend unto thee our Christian school, all those that are called to labor therein. Grant traveling mercies. Remember the school board and their weighty task. And do remember all the students. May they be given to use their talents to their utmost. The students that have less, that they become not overly discouraged, and those that have received more, that they become not proud, but being a help to one another. May it please thee to grant more labors in our Christian schools and in the midst of the church. So on this first day of the year, then we commend thy church unto thee. Do continue to uphold the persecuted church. There are places where the persecution is greatly increasing. We commend unto thee the Jewish people, also the land of Israel, where they are at war. May they be given to cry unto thee, and that this war may be used, that they may be given to see that the promised Messiah, that he has come, that he sitteth at thy right hand, and from thence he is gathering his church also among the Jewish people. May that time be hastened. We commend unto thee our mission field, also on the first day of the year. Then on such a day, then the family shall feel the distance, separated from their family, and separated from the congregation, but may they be given to experience thy special presence and thy special help. Lord, may it please thee to also provide outwardly, to provide the daily bread for the family circles. To that end, wilt thou remember, strengthen, and bless the mothers in the home, and grant strength to the fathers. Health and strength that all cometh from above, and that we may not be given to use our health and strength only for the timely things, but that in our healthy days, that we may be given to seek thee while thou mayest be found. May our youth, may they be given by thy grace to remember their Creator in the days of their youth. Wilt thou so graciously supply all our needs. They are manifold, and so far that it may please thee. And then we commend unto thee the mourning ones in our midst. On the first day of the year, empty places, Lord, uphold and do comfort them. We commend unto thee our Bethesda, the staff, the residents. Grant thy blessing and thy help, and that also in Bethesda may please thee to grant a rich outpouring of thy Holy Spirit upon young and old. Ah, Lord, above all things, our elderly ones, when they are still unconverted, so late in their life, may it please thee to convert them as thou hast converted all thy people. We commend unto thee the sick and afflicted, those that cannot be with us in thy house. Remember all our little children who are sick. Ah, do spread thy gracious wings over them. We commend unto thee the handicapped ones. Cannot be different at times that they are discouraged. Lord, remember all those with grave concerns under the physician's care, awaiting for further testing. There can be so many fears. Ah, we commend them all unto thee. And may these solemn callings, may they be used, may they be sanctified. May we be given to bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Bless the family circles. May love abound. May thy word have a central place. We commend unto thee prodigal sons and daughters who have left us. Thou knowest where they are. They are not out of thy reach. Ah, remember the parents with bleeding hearts. We commend unto thee our poor nation. Remember our leaders federally, provincially. Remember also the town council of this town. Ah, may it please thee to remember our community. May it please thee to pour out thy spirit in the midst of young and old. Lord, on the first day of the year, then the needs, they are manifold and they are great. We cannot mention them all, but wilt thou remember them. And now in this morning hour, we humbly beg of thee for thy gracious help. Lead us in thy truth divine. Grant a little liberty, a little freedom. Remember the hearers. May it be an unforgettable service, ah Lord. Then each time when we draw nigh unto thee, then we need to ask with the disciples, Lord, teach us to pray where thou hast taught thy church to pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Psalter 398, the three stanzas. The Lord upholds the faltering feet and makes the weak securely stand. The burdened ones bow down with grief, are helped by His most gracious hand. And what follows? Psalter 398, the three stanzas. Beloved congregation of Pitcher Butte, brothers of the consistory, our custodians, the doorkeepers of God's house, the organists who may lead the congregational singing, are those that take care of the sound system and the recording. Confession of faith class, catechism classes, all different committees with different purposes, with their boards. Bethesda, the staff and the residents, our Calvin Christian School, the school board, all those that may labor therein with the students, all the family circles with the many blessings, but also with the mourning and with the many afflictions, then we wish you all the Lord's indispensable blessing for the year of our Lord, 2024. Then we thank the congregation for the continual tokens of love, many family pictures, and many best wishes for the new year. Then this year is called 2024 A.D. Those letters A.D., they stand from the Latin words Anno Domini. That means the year of our Lord. Then that has taken place by a monk in the year 532, where he has went back to the birth of Christ and set the year to the years after the birth of Christ. Thus, what a proclamation that is to the world. Ah, that year 2024, that is surely a thorn in the eyes of great multitudes upon the world, because it declares that the King, the Lord Jesus Christ, was born. It is true. The world, for those letters A.D., they have found an alternate. But even with those letters, it declares much to this world, oh, and solemn too. Then we read, why do the heathens rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? Then the world says, let us cast those cords asunder. But we read, in the sixth verse, yet have I set my King upon my holy hill of Zion. And now what a preaching that is. The year of our Lord, 2024, that declares that the Lord has created time, that the time belongs to Him, and that He grants that time to us and our children. That is that precious day of grace. The year of our Lord declares that the Lord, that He reigneth, notwithstanding everything that has taken place and that shall take place in this year. The King shall fulfill all His counsel, but young and old, what is now the most important when we say the year of our Lord, then may he ask you, as he now, by his free and sovereign grace, has he become our Lord? And have we learned how that is possible? That is through his beloved Son. May it please the God of all grace to care for us outwardly, inwardly, and that especially in his house, that we may experience in the early morning hours then the Lord on the dry earth has sent gentle showers, a token that the Lord has not shut up the heavens. May that also take place in a rich measure amongst us and our dear children in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. Then we hope to speak of one who was provided for wonderfully. Our text words can be found in the book of Jeremiah. The last chapter of Jeremiah, Jeremiah 52. The last four verses, Jeremiah 52, the verses 31, 32, 33 and 34. And it came to pass in the 37th year of the captivity of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, in the 12th month, in the 25th day of the month, that evil Merodach, king of Babylon, in the first year of his reign, lifted up the head of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and brought him forth out of prison, and spake kindly unto him, and set his throne above the throne of the kings that were with him in Babylon, and changed his prison garments, and he did continually eat bread before him all the days of his life. And for his diet, there was a continual diet given him of the king of Babylon, every day a portion, until the day of his death, all the days of his life. Our text words speak of the king of Babylon's favor shown to Jehoiakim with four thoughts. First, the king bringing out of prison. Secondly, the king speaking kindly words. Thirdly, the king giving new garments. And fourthly, the king giving every day a portion. The king of Babylon's favor shown to Jehoiakim. The king bringing out of prison. The king speaking kindly words. The king giving new garments. And the king giving every day a portion. Beloved congregation, we have read out of 2 Kings 24, where it speaks of the latter days of the existence of the two tribes and that they were carried into Babylon. Then our text that concerns Jehoiakim, the king before him, that was Jehoiakim. And he had promised that he would pay tribute to Babylon, to King Nebuchadnezzar. The Lord has sent Jeremiah the prophet. And we even read in Jeremiah 36, boys and girls, when they have brought that roll, what the words of Jeremiah the prophet written by Barak, what did that king do? Then he had a knife and he cut that roll up and threw it into the fire. Shall we not do that in this year? Not literally, but when we despise God's word, then we are just like that king. And because he rebelled, then Nebuchadnezzar has come with his army to Babylon. And before Nebuchadnezzar arrived, then Jehoiakim has died. And then Jehoiakim, his son, he was made king. And he only reigned 3 months. And then we have heard it, that is also instruction. For our family circles, we read it oftentimes. Of the kings of Judah and of Jehoiakim, we read, and his mother's name was Netashta, the daughter of Elathan of Jerusalem. And then in one breath, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Do you hear it, mothers? Your beautiful God-given place in the family circle, in the midst of your children, to be a helpmeet for your husband. William Ross Wallace, who has died toward the end of the 1800s, he has written that the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. And mothers, it cannot be different, that there are times that you are overwhelmed in the busyness of life, the daytime, the night watches, but may you be given to ask the Lord for his help. And then what solemn instruction in one breath, many times, when it speaks of the kings of Judah, and his mother's name was, and immediately, and he did that which was right or evil in the sight of the Lord. But from King Jehoiakim, then it is also mentioned that she was the daughter of Elnathan of Jerusalem. Sons and daughters, they also need fathers. And then it can even be that there are wives and mothers married a husband to become their head, and that there are fathers that do not take that headship seriously enough, and that the wife and mother has to carry the burden concerning the oath they have made at baptism, concerning the instruction of their children, that they have to carry that burden mostly by themselves. If there are husbands that hear their name, and it is true, in the busyness of life, different occupations, but when you hear your name, may you be given to speak with your wife and take up that headship. Oh, to gather your family circle together round about God's holy word, to be given to instruct them while it may yet and while it can yet. And now, Jehoiakim, when he has become king, and Nebuchadnezzar was on the way, that it was impressed upon his mind and heart that he could never win against the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, with that mighty army. So he has went outside of the city, his mother, his family, and he has surrendered. That was a difference with Zedekiah, who then became king, and other son of that God-fearing Uzziah. Because of Zedekiah, we read it is specifically mentioned that Zedekiah has made an oath before Nebuchadnezzar that he would obey the king, but he has broken that oath. And then further, the Lord has sent the prophet Jeremiah, but he was filled with the fear of man. Jeremiah was put in prison, and Zedekiah, he refused to surrender. And when the city was besieged, then Zedekiah, with many people, tried to escape during the night, but they were captured. And then what has happened? Then Nebuchadnezzar has commanded that the sons of Zedekiah would be slain in the presence of Zedekiah. And then the king has taken his eyes out, and he was taken to Babylon, all young and old. May there be much surrendering in this year, of falling at the throne of grace and begging for pardon. And now Jehoiakim, then he was taken to Babylon, and he was put in prison. He was 18 years old. What that must have been for Jehoiakim. Had desires just like our young people. That how we must have thought. Other young people poor, but they were left in the land. Found a girlfriend, married families. And he's spending prison, the best years, we would say, of his life. But what has now happened? Because we read in our text that evil Merodach, king of Babylon, he has taken him out of prison for after 37 years, for that king must have become pretty hopeless. Was already 55 years. Can also be amongst us. Discouragements, nigh to despair, unanswered prayers. But after 37 years, evil Merodach, he was the son of King Nebuchadnezzar. And history tells us, when Nebuchadnezzar, boys and girls, you know what has happened, that in the 12th month, that he was given to walk, crawl on the ground like an ox and to eat grass, that his hair turned into eagle's feathers, and his nails as claws of a bird. For 7 years that he lost his understanding. And then history tells us that during those 7 years, evil Merodach, that he became, that was the son of Nebuchadnezzar, that he became king. And that there was misconduct, mismanagement, and that he even mocked with his father, that he crawled so over the ground. Of course, also possible, different, not, history does not tell us everything. Maybe he was a very wayward son, but was also possible that Nebuchadnezzar was so busy building his great Babylon that he had not time to instruct this son. And now when Nebuchadnezzar, when the Lord has restored his understanding, and when he heard what his son has done, then he has placed his son in prison. And it is very well possible when he was in prison that he got acquainted with Jehoiakim. And now when Nebuchadnezzar died, history tells us 83 or 84 years, then Evil-Merodach, then he became king, and he did not forget about Jehoiakim, and then he was released from prison. In the scriptures, then we read of two different dates. We read of the 25th of the 12th month and also the 27th day. Then undoubtedly the decree was made the 25th day and the 27th day he was brought out of prison. What that must have been for Jehoiakim. 37 years in prison, and then to be brought out. Are there also prisoners in my midst? Then our boys and girls will say, but we are not in prison, we are in church. And I hope that the Lord keeps us from ever coming in a natural prison. The Lord binds us close to God's word. The Lord keeps us. But are there now prisoners in my midst? Spiritual prisoners. In prison because of their debt. And all prisoners that have done their best with good behavior, that they may be freed. But to experience a debt that is only becoming greater. We can speak of prisoners of state when we have transgressed the law. Then we must be put in prison. May also speak prisoners by the enemy. Those spiritual prisoners, they can be so bound. Oh, no power against the devil, the arch enemy of their souls. And what do those true prisoners now do? They cry, they beg, whether they may be delivered, because in that prison they feel that separation so sorely. We read in Romans 15, verse 4, that the things written aforetime are written for our learning, that through patient and comfort of the scriptures we might have hope. And we read in Leviticus 25, verse 10, of that year of Jubilee, when prisoners were freed, O congregation, then in the year 2024, then the trumpet of that Jubilee may sound, the solemnest. 'Tis a solemn of praise, it begins, praise ye the Lord, and it ends with praise ye the Lord. And then it is written in the seventh verse, the Lord looseneth the prisoners. How is that now possible? That is what the church needs to learn. That one has come, the Lord Jesus Christ, taken the sins of all those true prisoners upon him. He was bound, And to that end, that glorious trumpet may sound, the trumpet of the gospel. But to continue, the king speaking kindly words. And then we read further and brought him forth out of prison and spake kindly unto him. Ah, for Jehoiakim, what that must have been, that he was released from prison, but now he was brought before the king. And what would the king now speak? Because if you think of Jehoiakim, he has taken that room in prison, unprofitable. The country had to feed him for 37 years. Thus, what a guilt. Then it cannot be different. It's not all recorded. But that Jehoiakim's fears have multiplied. What shall the king now say? Or, because many times, and it is good to read the history of the church and persecution, then many times prisoners, they were taken out of prison. And where were they brought, boys and girls? Brought to the stake to be burned. And now it cannot be different. Oh, for King Jehoiakim, that it was the question. We do not read that his servants have given any explanation. The servants were sent, and that he has come before the king. Would the king, as it were, now hold out that golden scepter? Or would the king rebuke? And now those spiritual prisoners, not only to be delivered out of that spiritual prison and go their own way, but they need the favor of the king. Has that been your prayer, congregation? Oh, have you begged in this morning hour that the Lord may show his favor, his mercy, and his grace, that the Lord would grant a token of his favor? This specifically mentioned, and how it was with Jehoiakim, tis not written. We leave it all in the Lord's hand. Practical things concerning his daily life are written. But then what a wonder it must have been for King Jehoiakim when he has come before the king, that the king has spoken kindly words to him. Oh, are there souls in my midst where that has been your request, the earnest desire, because that people not only desire to be delivered out of prison, but to experience the communion with the Lord. Ah, to hear his kindly voice, what examples we have in the scriptures. Ah, when the Lord Jesus Christ has walked upon the earth, how friendly, how comforting that he has spoken to his children, and the Lord is still the same. Ah, the Lord knoweth their needs. In the Bible, then, each time by renewal, then we read of those fear nots. Ah, we have only a faint type, but concerning the matters of grace, then how comforting and how kindly he speaks to the heart of his people, according to their several needs. Oh, then he says unto his people, The Song of Solomon 2 verse 14. O my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. Ah, that dove is so dirty, that has fled from the cage. But then the Lord says unto those doves also, on the first day of 2024, O my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock, let me hear thy voice and see thy countenance, for thy voice is sweet, and thy countenance is comely. Ah, for those mourning and those needy doves, the Lord has never turned one away. May there be many such in this year, many times at the throne of grace. Oh, as a poor beggar, send everything away forfeited, and then to learn, ah, Jehoiakim needed more. That is our third thought. Let us first sing. Psalter 400. Let us only sing 1, 3, and 5. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah. O my soul, Jehovah, praise. I will sing the glorious praises of my God through all my days. And what follows? Psalter 400. Only 1, 3, and 5. The king of Babylon's favor shown to Jehoiakim. The king bringing out of prison. The king speaking kindly words. And now thirdly, the king giving new garments. Concerning our second point, then we must still mention and set his throne above the throne of the kings that were with him in Babylon. Thus Jehoiakim received the special, privileged, favored place above most of other kings that have been led captivity. Is that not our picture, congregation, also outwardly? Fathers and mothers, if now in this day you would take some pictures of your house, your family around the table, with a well-prepared table, maybe a picture of your thermostat, how warm it is in your house, and you can multiply it out, and you would send those pictures to poor people, the poor countries of Africa. If you would send your pictures to people in Ukraine that have not enough money to heat their house, and you can multiply it out, what would that people then think? Then they would think family circles, a husband is king, the wife is queen, blessed with children. Then you have received a similar place as Jehoiakim. There's a blessing when husbands and wives may treat and appreciate each other as kings and queens, and that children do their best to please and obey their parents. But now the king, oh Jehoiakim, he has experienced much. Led out of prison, the king has spoken kindly words unto him. Oh, then how humbled he must have been. But with all that, he still had his prison garments, undoubtedly dirty, smelly. Then in a certain sense, he was looked upon as a prisoner. Are there a few souls that understand it? Experienced wonderful things. And now concerning those garments, and we could also speak much about our outward garments, if we think of the purpose of our clothing. And in Genesis 3, that the Lord has clothed Adam and Eve with coats. Then in the Hebrew, that word refers to a long coat to cover their nakedness. And in Revelation 7, when John saw that great multitude out of all people with those robes, then that word in Greek, that also refers to a long garment. But now in the scriptures, we have many different examples where a change of garment that refers to a condition of a change of condition and of state. Think of Joseph. When he was brought out of prison, he received other garments. And then when he was called Zephnath-Paaneah, then he was clothed with royal garments. Think of Mordecai in the book of Esther, when he was placed upon the king's horse. Then we also read that he has received a royal garment. Think of Zechariah 3, where Joshua the high priest has stood in his filthy garments and accused by Satan, but that the Lord has commanded that he may receive other garments. Think of the parable in Matthew 22 of that wedding feast, all for those guests. Then that garment was free. But then we read that there was spoken to one friend, "How art thou come without a wedding garment?" Are there souls that understand it? And at the beginning of this year, with everything they have experienced, all those kindly words, a promise, a word dropped into their soul, how happy they are, but that they need the change of garments. And that speaks of that assurance, the justification of the sinner, that he may be acquitted. And now that wedding garment, to say it simply, that consists of two matters. In the first place, the justification of a sinner, and in the second place, the sanctification, and it is all merited by Christ. We read in our text words, "and changed his prison garments." That was by the command of the king. And then with those new garments, then it was seen that officially by King Evil Merodach, that he was a released prisoner, that he was set free, that he may walk in liberty. May it please the Lord to grant those further leadings in the life of the people of God. With those new garments, then Jehoiakim, he had words to answer, because before he could speak of those kindly words let out. But if he met someone on the street, then they would surely say, "But Jehoiakim, kindly words, precious things, perhaps promises, but you still are clothed with those prison, those dirty, those smelly prison garments. Thus, where is the proof?" But now when Jehoiakim, when the king has given those new garments, when he may embrace them, because the Spirit grants unto his people that true saving faith to embrace the blessings which Christ has merited for his church. And how is it now possible? That is so necessary, so profitable, so comforting. How is it now possible for a sinner that has sinned everything away, ruined it all, and continues to do so? How is it now possible, and that with the glorification and the upholding of the attributes of God, because that people, we have only a natural example, but when the Lord works, they receive love for all the Lord's attributes. And then they need to be instructed. How is it now possible with the glorification of the Lord's attributes that those filthy rags may be removed and that they are clothed? We read of it in Isaiah 61, of those garments of righteousness. They are the garments of Christ's imputed righteousness, but also as active obedience that he has kept the law for his people. How is that possible? Oh, that precious Jesus. He was unclothed, taking his garments off. He is hung on the cross, naked, that his people may be clothed. Our last thought, the King giving every day a portion. And then we read, and he did continually eat bread before him all the days of his life. That occasionally eat, continually eat bread before him. Hope there may be those times, family circles. No, not to preach to our children every day. Let it be our godly example and our sincerity that our children sense what an important place that God's Word has in their lives, and also seeking the one thing needful. But may there be those times that we have profound impressions when we gather around the table. No empty places. Spared, cared for, that we may have impressions that that daily food is from him, through him, and that we may eat before him. Then it shall be special. Then there shall be some tears. And for his diet, we read in Philippians 4, verse 5, let your moderation be known before all men. And for his diet, there was a continual diet given him of the king of Babylon, every day a portion. Thus, in the last two verses, we have the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. Thus, Jehoiakim, what he has experienced, wonderful things, brought out of prison. Oh, may it please the Lord, by his Spirit, to teach many of that spiritual prison. And then we shall cry to the Lord. But to be given to experience, oh, even for those prisoners, when they may even hear of one that is mighty to save and to deliver, then they are given to rejoice in that prison. Can be. With a proclamation that it seems that they are out already. But they need to be let out. And then, oh, to hear those kindly words. Oh, may that take place oftentimes in this year. Also for souls when they come up to God's house to be satisfied with the fatness of his house. Oh, when they may hear those kindly words, can be also through the singing. Then they may go home rejoicing, so happy, believing that the Lord knows of them. But further, to experience that exchange of garments. And then everything of self, our self-righteousness must all be stripped away. But now that daily provision, there can be so many fears and so many cares. And now we read clearly in our text words that the king has not chosen his diet, but it is implied a continual diet given him of the king of Babylon every day, a portion, thus a dependent life. And then for every day, oh alas, God's people also to their shame, then they must confess that if the Lord gives an abundance, plenty, that they are not so often at the feet of the Lord. Oh, alas, the Lord needs to keep that people on a short rope. But for King Jehoiakim, when he was given to see the goodness and the faithfulness of the king, oh, it is more so in the life of grace to live that tender and dependent life in congregation. When we have plenty, we can speak easy about it. When there is no persecution, then it is not so difficult to stand on the pulpit. But when that faith is tried, nevertheless, Christ has purchased this people for body and for soul. Every day a portion we must close. But have you listened with that continual diet? Every day a portion. And then at the end, all the days of his life, then there are six words in between. Have you heard it? Until the day of his, what is the sixth word, boys and girls? Until the day of his death. We must all die. Also, a next one in Petribute. And then spiritually, then we need, by the grace of God, to experience what Jehoiakim has experienced in his life. Then at the day of our death, then it shall be eternal deliverance. Congregation, we live in very serious times. After this chapter, then follows the book of Lamentations, where the prophet Jeremiah was given to bitterly weep because of the judgments of the Lord upon the city of Jerusalem. It was a city that refused to repent. May it please the Lord to provide, to care, to protect their daily life, to be given to experience the goodness and the mercy of the Lord. And above all things, may it please the God of all grace to richly pour out His Holy Spirit upon us and our dear children, that there may be times that we may say, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the all-wise God, be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen. Let us close. O Lord, we have heard of wonderful things. By renewal we beg of Thee for a rich outpouring of Thy Holy Spirit. That many may learn that they are in prison, to be given to learn that we can never deliver ourselves, not worthy to be delivered, worthy to be sent to that bottomless pit. But, oh, Thou hast laid help upon one that is mighty, and who is still gathering His church by word and by spirit, O Lord. May there be a great ingathering, and that we and our children may be given to experience the wonderful things of the Lord. Then Thy name shall be glorified. Lord, watch over us in this day. Wilt Thou remember the family circles? Remember the empty places. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 100, the stanzas 1 and 2. Forever trusting in the Lord, take heed to do His will. So shalt thou dwell within the land, and what follows. Psalter 100, 1 and 2.
Adams and congregation, it is our custom to address one another on the beginning of this new year. And so on behalf of the consistory and the congregation, we also wish you a blessed and a prosperous year in your labors in our midst, that it may please the Lord to dwell with you, and that he may grant you a close life with the Lord, for that is profitable, and also that he may remember you with your family far away in Ontario and now also in Rostern. He may watch over you and your family. First, I would like to read Psalm 127. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. His arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. That is, we call the builder psalm. We have many builders in our midst, and you have also a thorough knowledge of building. We have noticed that in our discussions, and then we know that the foundation is so important, that it is laid secure, firm, plumb, square, in order for the rest to fit. And now we may believe that you may bring that you may preach that foundation in our midst. We know that you cannot lay that foundation. That is not our work, but that you may preach that foundation. And that foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is that chief cornerstone that you may bring in the midst of us. And then it is as laborers that sometimes when we have completed the work, that we sometimes look back and then we see the fruit of our labor, then we have some thankfulness that we may leave something behind that perhaps can be used for many years. And then I was thinking, is it so different for a minister for those fruits on his labors are not so quickly seen? That seed that has been sown has to be rooted downwards in order to bring forth fruit upward. And that can take many years. But we hope, Reverend Brother Adams, that you will not be too discouraged, for the Lord will continue to work and his counsel shall stand forever and forever. And then that you may now cast your bread upon the waters and may find it after many days, and then it will gladden your hearts. But that work is so much more hidden, but that it also may be seen in the future that your labors have not been in vain. May the Lord remember you in your labors, congregation. We think of Reverend Lamine once conducting a funeral, and there he was not able to say too much of the deceased, so he left it. But after him, there was another man that spoke, and he really lifted up that deceased man, spoke highly of him. And when that service was over, they walked back to the church. And Reverend Lamine was upset, and he did not know how to handle it. But in front of him, there walked a shipmaster. And he tapped that man that spoke so highly on the shoulder. And he says, if you now ever build a house again, do not right away start with the roof. That is the day and age that we live in. We see many roofs popping up. I think you can fill this in yourself. But where is the foundation? There is only one foundation, and that is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. He comes to testify of Himself. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And outside of Him, there is no life, but an eternal destruction. Now we hope that the Lord may work in your family, in your homes, and that you may learn to discover that foundation. That is hard work. The contractors, they will know it. Ezekiel says, dig deeper, son of man, and you shall find more abominations. That is our life. But the Lord remaineth the same, and His work is not yet finished, and His house is not yet full. Ask, and it shall be given. Pray also for our servant, for your minister, that the Lord may give what is necessary time and again, that His work will not be in vain, but that it may be blessed for our eternal welfare, for the coming of His kingdom, and for the glory of His name. Let us sing from Psalter 357, the third and the fourth stanzas. O Lord, refresh us by Thy grace, revive and quicken all our powers, as failing streams made to flow, replenished by abundant showers. 357, 3 and 4.
Thank you for the kind words and the good wishes that you have spoken on behalf of the consistory and congregation. May the Lord fulfill them. And this morning we have forgotten to commend our branch rostern in prayer unto the Lord. We have sent them a letter on behalf of the Pitch of Butte Consistory and Congregation, wishing them the Lord's indispensable blessing, a letter which they have read to the branch this morning. Our receive now the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.